אנחנו לומדים בספר.
We are reading from Zohar for All.
במאמר שמיים וארץ.
Article Heavens and Earth, item 154. Again, Zohar for All, introduction to the book of Zohar.
מאמר.
Article
שמיים וארץ.
Heaven and Earth, item 154.
כמו שדיברנו עכשיו,
as we just spoke, yes, try reach a state so it will open up on him an opening in the walls of the heart and will be rewarded of a unification. All that we attain is the degrees of unity. Well, let's hope we'll be corrected.
154. There are two appointees who govern there, one in darkness and one in light. They were hostile towards each other, and when Cain went down there, they united with each other and were complimented together. Then everyone saw that they were Cain's offspring. Hence, they have two heads, like two serpents. Excluding Bat, the appointee that governs the light, he wins his own, meaning the light, and wins the other, the appointee over darkness. Hence, those in the darkness were included in those in the light and became one.
He who would have it opening up shall say yes. In the meantime, we're waiting.
Upon the exit of the holy name Elohim, the letters Ele first rise and join me in the form of concealed in the name, since they are devoid of chasadim. The holiness, chokhmah, cannot clothe in them without clothing in chasadim. Hence they are hidden in the name Elohim. Afterwards, a zivug is made in me to draw out chasadim, and now chokhmah dressed in chasadim and the name Elohim is completed, as it is written, who created these? He created light for his light, meaning garments of glory of chasadim, and clothed in them, thus Ele conjoined with me, and Elohim was completed. In me, Bina, there is Gal, upper Abba Ve'ima, who were established as pure air, desiring mercy and not receiving chokhmah. Only Zat Demi, Yisut, receive chokhmah. Hence, in the beginning of the ascent of the letters Ele to me, they rise to Zat Demi, which receive chokhmah. At that time, they are hidden in the name Elohim. But afterwards, the second zivug of Gal Demi, pure air, takes place, giving the garment of glory that shines for Ele, and then they are completed in the holy name Elohim. The soul of Cain was from Ele, while they were hidden in the name. Hence, the Kedusha, Chochmah, was hidden from him due to the lack of clothing of Chasadim. But not only did he not raise man to extend the mid Chasadim, he also wished to extend Chochmah from upper Abba Ve'ima, by which he killed Abel. For he disclosed the Achoraim Benukba, the Zeir Anpin, casting his soul to the klipot, which are Ele, since the place of these klipot is Arka. The two appointees that are there from Ele the klipot, as it is written, God has made them one opposite the other. In the Nukba, there are concealed the Choraim Dema and disclosed me. Then she can shine to the souls with the holy name Elohim in completeness. It is so because then the Chokhmah of the letters Ele, who receive from Zad Demi, clothe in Chasadim de Gar Demi, and the holy name appears there. However, the Sitra Acha, whose nursing is only from the Achoraim de Kedusha, Ma, the letters Ele are in two faults. One, they are completely devoid of Chasadim. Two, even the Chochmah in Ele cannot clothe there due to the lack of Chasadim Demi. Hence, they are in darkness and not in light. This is the male of Ele de Klipa, since his Kelim are Kelim de Chochmah, Ele. But they are empty of Chochmah for lack of Chasadim Demi, in a way that is entirely dark from both Chochmah and from Chasadim. Yet his great merit is in the power of this Kelim, who were fit for Chochmah if he could receive the clothing of Chasadim.
We're thinking about the opening that will open up, yeah? That is opening up, yes?
Also, the Nukva of Ele de Klipa is from the Achoraim of Ma, the Nukva de Kedusha, who is the Kli of Chasadim, yet she is very flawed in the Klipa, who is the root of the separation, forging the name of the king. Tum'ah, impurity, has many names according to her corruptions. However, she is tiny light from her kelim, from the Achoraim Dema, who are essentially kelim de chasadim. Know that these male and female of Ele de Klipa are two appointees in the land Arka. The male is appointed over the darkness, and the female is appointed over the light that is there. Hence they slander each other because they are the opposite from each other. In the male are the empty kelim of Chochmah from the letters of Ele. Hence he hates the force of forgery and separation in his kelim de Nukba and prefers the darkness in him. The female, who has tiny light from Chasadim, has no desire or light of Chochmah whatsoever, much less the darkness of the male. Hence she slanders him and runs from him. It was said that there are two appointed rulers there who govern, one in the darkness and one in the light, and who are hostile towards each other because the male governs in the dark and the female in the light. They slander and hate each other. And since they are separated from one another, they cannot explain at all, and they're powerless to harm. However, after Cain sinned and dropped the letters Ele of Kedusha in his soul to those Klipot and Arka, his letters Ele, which were blocked from Chasadim as well, clothed inside the light of Nukva of Ele de Klipa. By that he received small sparks that remained in Cain's Kelim de Ele, related to Chochmah, since the light of the evil Klipa revived them like light of Chasadim of Kedusha. As a result, the male of Ele de Klipa mated with the Snukba, who clothed the Ele of Cain. For he had the same kelim as Cain's. Through the zivug can begot offspring that are from the sparks of Chochmah that remained in his letters Ele, that are mingled in the klipot de Ele of the male of Klipa, which clothed in the light of the evil Nukba de Klipa. This is why it was said that when Cain went down there, they conjoined and were completed together, since the sparks of Chochmah that remained in Cain's Ele, clothed in the light of female of Klipa. By that, the male of Klipa lusted after her to receive and enjoy Cain's sparks of Chochmah of Ele. Thus they mated with each other, becoming associated and complemented by one another. Then everyone saw that they were Cain's offspring. For offspring emerged by the zivug, clothing of Cain, sparks of Ele, in the light of Klipah. By that, the sparks of Chochmah, of Cain's soul, appeared, and everyone saw that they were Cain's offspring, born by that evil zivug.
Many people are forgetting about the goal, about the intentions for now. If so, it's a sign that there's no power in the group that can maintain everyone in it. That too is something we need to care for. Please.
This is why they have two heads like two serpents, because they emerge from the bonding of the male and female of Ele of Klipah, who are the opposite in their roots. The offspring that Cain bore with its help have the same two heads of those two klipot. One leaning toward the darkness of Kelim de Chochmah, and the other leaning towards the light of the Kelim de Tumah of the Nukba de Klipa. It was said that they are as two serpents because they are the opposite of the two animals in the Merkava, ox and eagle. They have two heads only when the male governs, the governance of the darkness. Since it follows that through the clothing of the light of Nukva to enjoy Cain's sparks of Chochmah, he too keeps the domination of his Nukva against his will, because he needs his light. Hence, at that time, the offspring have two heads, one pulling this way and one pulling that way.
Now we'll do another exercise. We won't think about my heart, and rather everyone would be responsible for the others. Yeah? Is it easier than think about my own heart, about one's own heart? Check it out. Is it easier to think, to care that the heart of the friend will open up for the drop of unity? Go ahead.
But the Nukba de Klipa does not need her male at all, since he is not giving her anything, because he is all darkness. Hence, when the Nukba governs and wishes to win with her Tum'ah, she has complete dominance, leaving nothing of the male. Then Cain's offspring, their two heads, return to being one. But when that appointee over the light governs, he wins over his own and wins over the other. That is, when the Nukba de Klipa, owner of the light, governs, she intensifies so as to defeat the male, the other appointee. He wins over his own means that his force wins and defeats the other. Two, defeating the other appointee, the male, since she completely wins over the male under her dominion. Hence, those who are in the darkness are included in those who are in the light, and they become one. For this reason, the dominion of the male, darkness, is included in the dominion of the female, who is the light, and two heads become one.
Questions? Yet? Okay, we have some.
Ray from Yishalkel in Florida says, when we read the Zohar, I'm trying to hold the friends in the correct intentions, but sometimes I feel such an unpleasantness until I really hate them.
Hatred towards what?
Towards the friends. What
So I'm caring and caring for them. Suddenly I start feeling the hatred towards them is revealed in me.
Yeah. What does that mean, the different kinds of those disturbances?
That this work isn't desirable as yet. It's coming coercively, which inevitably due to be cancelled. That's good. It's good. It's a sign there's a foundation lacking here. Well, why should I care for him? Say I was given a little baby, I need to care for him. I have no relationship to it, no nothing. I don't know anything about it. It doesn't belong to me. I care as much as possible. Yeah, well, out of a human force in me. Yeah? Afterwards, I want to get rid of it. Take it away from me. I'm willing to get rid of it. I hate it. Right? Whereby if it's mine, then there's nothing you can do about it. Meaning love, here is what gives power. And with us, no. Meaning what is lacking? Is lacking love. Nice. More?
So Sergei from Moscow is asking how to be concerned about holding on to that force through the reading of the Zohar.
If I'm caring for the friends, whereby I want for them to have advancement towards the Creator, contact with the soul, that we're all going to win, be rewarded with something. If I'm caring for it like that, and I'm trying, just like with my baby, like someone that is very important to me, or blood kinness, or gently, I'm trying to imagine those things. Accordingly, I can measure, truly measure, how much I evolving towards the goal. This is a very, very accurate measuring, truly so. And obviously the such attitude towards the friends come from the light that reforms. Not just like that. Not for no reason. So immediately I need to also be grateful for this light that shines and that gives me certain support and together we are beginning to work around it. Yes.
Yuval from Yokneam is asking, in the workshop we were speaking about the two or the need for a kli of 10, but in this kli we're thousands. How do we find that point of unity in the Zohar?
That's a question for the next workshop. It's a simple question. If I can't perceive more than 10, yes? Why do I need 300 people that are sitting here today, say? What for? What can I do with them? It's not that I throw them or anything, but still, more than 10 I can't perceive. And moreover, 10 is a spiritual term, and a million, would it be 10 too?
Vlad from Minsk is asking, so to think about the others while reading the Zohar, to say some mantra, what should I do?
Nah, what mantra? We're talking about emotion. There's no room for mantra here. Emotion, when I need to truly I need to try and feel cold and warmth in the heart. The way it is opened up more, softened up. I need, it's not a mantra.
When you said that exercise to think of the friend's heart to open, so I was asking me, should I think of a specific friend? Everybody, maybe choose somebody I see on the screen, somebody beside me, maybe somebody that's easier for me to ask about.
Well,
I'm asking.
Well, no, I can't comment. I have no singular person. I have a general character, inclusive. Although there are people who are closer, further, more faithful to me, more that I treat due to different reasons, different than to others. However, when I imagine why bestowal as general, as to group, no, then that means to serve, to give, to hope that now I'll be able to dish them something that will move them.
I'll try asking this. We study or we hear that when I look at the friends, I only have to look, see points in the heart, not bodies, not faces. Just the, so all these points of the heart, are they equal? Are they the same in my... All these points in the heart here, are they equal? Are they the same?
When they're connecting... Otherwise, no one is like the other. However, when they're connecting, they become a kli that then I'm caring for it. Yes?
Yeah, but now I see hundreds of people or even more. What's the spark I'm supposed to see in every friend? Well, like you called that formless friend. The collective. What should I see there?
So I'm telling you, when I think about the group, I don't see friends, I don't see faces, I don't even remember faces, obviously names, all these artificial things that are attached to everyone. Don't remember. Because everyone changes. Maybe the face not, but one is changing greatly. Hence, I don't see that. I see the general desire of the group. And that very desire must be given a form as much as... as real as possible. And that's it, yes.
So you always have to think about the group as a whole, or sometimes to think of individual friends collecting together?
No, I'm thinking about the group, not about the friends. I'm thinking about beyond the sigma, beyond the integral, beyond the connection. Individuals remain on the left side of the equation, and I'm already thinking of the right side of the equation. From there onwards, I begin to work. Yes.
And how that it won't be so abstract. What you're saying to me is completely abstract.
It's not abstract. It's alive. It's living. And the one is living, and the plurals are
what
dead.
Picture.
Imagine yourself, particles, atoms, begin to connect among them by a certain force that is not in them, an upper force, say. And suddenly out of these atoms, something alive become, moving. Suddenly in them there's a metabolism. Living. An organism, you see. One receives from that, from the other. One absorbs and extracts things that aren't good for them for a connection. And what's good for their connection, they start searching from the outside. Where can it benefit us? How? Where is it coming from? From connection. And beforehand, what was there? Oh, they were dead. They were still. Electrons and neutrons, protons, the muons, whatever. Well... Particles, what's in them? And all of a sudden, out of the connection, check out what they came to. Afterwards, out of their connection, they come to the fact that they come to an inner emotion, then external emotion, the connection between them bring them to a certain composition. Yeah, where everyone is willing to take upon himself a special role towards the others and not to be concerned with anything else. Tell me, what is heavy? A liver cleans the blood, right? And here's the heart. What would the liver do without the heart and the heart without the liver? These organs in their connection came to a state where everyone is willing to pass on his life to the other. You see? Because without the main organs in the body, none of them will not survive. The body can't function. One like lungs, kidney, liver, brain. How come one without the other? Check out how much they came to a such connection between them that they're willing to give their lives to the other and not to care about it. I'm willing to care for what you're giving me. I'm responsible for it 100%, and by that I'm responsible towards each and every one of you. This is Arvut. And beforehand, there's no goof. Otherwise you're saying, it's something abstract. Or it's not abstract. It's specifically what exists. I don't like talking like that with the emotions, but it's very, I don't know. Well, this is how it is. Go ahead.
Item 155.
Yes.
Those two appointees called Afrira and Kastimon, and their form is as the forms of the holy angels with six wings. One is the shape of an ox, one in the shape of an eagle. And when they unite, they become the shape of a man. The male is called Kastimon, from the word kosti, which means ruin. He is called so because he is darkness and is unfit for settling people. The female is called Afrira, from the word afar, dust, unfit for sowing. She is called so to indicate that although there is a light in her, it is still not enough for sowing and harvesting to nourish people with it. Their shape is as the shape of the six-winged angels, the opposite of the upper angels, who have six wings corresponding the Vav of Havaya and to the six in Gematria, and to distinguish from the holy animals who only have four wings corresponding the letters of Adni. It comes to indicate the level of these Klipot, which are the Leumat of the upper angels. And then Kastimon, who are the first clothing with the Sitra Acha dressed in, as it is written, the appellation and slander of the first harm doer in the world comes out of the wine yeast. He is in the shape of the man when he approaches the holy, because when he went out of the holy and wished to come down to clothe in a clothing to harm the world, he and his merkavot, plural from merkava, came down. The first clothing that he takes of the shape of an ox, and the first of the harm, four primordial harms in an ox. Commentary. The upper mochin are called wine that delights God and people. At their end are dross, the wine yeast, and the first harm doer comes out of the world, out of his waste. While still attached to Kedusha, to the east, he has the shape of man. However, when he comes down to harm people, he is dressed in the shape of an ox, Hence, the ox is the first among the first primordial harm doers. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll go to the next part of the lesson.